Okay, and Fred, I listen every morning, of course, and it was 58, okay, and it was senior, and it went 9 games, not 8.
So 9 games it went?
Yes.
So how did you get to 9 games rather than a best of 7?
Well, it was 4 out of 7, and after 7 games, we were tied with points, okay? So we played a 2 out of 3, and we won both games. And the second game, which was the 9th, was played in Meaford. And the score was 1-0. My brother got the only goal.
So your brother John scored the winning goal.
Yep, and Harry Lumley played for Collingwood. Gord Henry played for Meaford. And probably the two best goalies that ever come out of this area. And that's why the scores were close and that's why the series lasted so long.
Now, the buildings at the time, Collingwood probably could hold 1,000. What could Meaford hold, and could you get enough people in those buildings?
No, Meaford held 1,000. Meaford held 1,000, a lot of standing room, and we were sold out for every game. The one game in Collingwood was 3,100. 3,100.
Wow.
Yeah, into an arena that probably could hold 1,000.
Yep, and that 3,100 was the biggest crowd they ever had in the Collingwood arena.
Now, Fred, recap for those who are just joining us. This was
1958, right, Charlie?
That's correct.
And what was it, OHA senior?
Senior, yes.
Okay. And Collingwood played Meaford, and it was 9 games.
9 games, yep.
Instead of a best of 7. Now, there was some suggestion, that the story gets blurred as time goes on, Charlie, but there was some suggestion that the 2 out of 3 was propped in there so that Collingwood and Meaford could make more money.
Of course. We should have played another 4 out of 7. And the people would have gone and never thought a thing about it.
Now, this is it's more than 50 years ago. Do people still talk about this? I mean, because it's really vague in my recesses, and only because I've heard this story before. But when you walk the streets of Meaford, do people still talk about this?
Oh, sure. And even in Collingwood and Owen Sound. A lot of the players were from Owen Sound, see? So it was great.
And Lumley was that good, huh?
Oh, he was. And so was the goalie we had, Gord Henry. They were two of the best.
Yeah.
Somebody told me, and probably it was my dad, probably was at one of those games, and he said Lumley gave up a goal in overtime in one of the games and threw his stick to the rafters.
Yeah, and Beano Parker scored the goal. Beano might be listening this morning. He lives in Owen Sound. And Beano got the goal, and Harry was right at the end where he left the ice, and we always joked after. Harry broke his stick over the back of the net. And he was in the dressing room before the stick came down. Harry was a great guy, great goaltender, and wanted to win.
Wow. And who is Hank?
I think it's Hank Smith.
Well, now you said you thought he was a big guy. This is a
No, he's a small guy.
Well, this is the guy then. His real name's Harry.
Harry, that's him, yeah.
And he said he was small, so he couldn't really go much further while Daryl Sly was the only one of the group to make it to the NHL.
That's true, yeah, and Hank or Harry, he didn't play in this series we're talking about.
Okay, I was guessing at that. Just that Bob was talking about his procedure,
yes,
and Hank that had played hockey in Collingwood.
Hank said he played in the mid-50s.
Yeah, that'd be him. Yep.
Well, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, hear from you.
You have a good
talking
day.
To you. We'll see you at the rink one night.
I will. I got our tickets. We're ready.
Good stuff.
Okay.
See you, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie. See, whenever you need anything, you've got a historian.
Well, I knew he'd know. Yeah. I knew he would know.
Yeah. Well, you were right. It's 7:12. Good morning. Welcome to CFOS. Here's another fellow who knows, Ross Kentner.
And now, Ross Kentner's commentary.